Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Gray's Academy. Now, normally, you would hear me say that you have your two most wonderful hosts in the entire world. My name is Carmen, and you would have Kelsey say, and my name is Kelsey, and it's a beautiful day to podcast. But, as you can tell by the title, Kelsey had her baby! So very exciting. I'm by myself today. There's a couple of things that we're going to go over, so a couple of questions. So this will be a little bit shorter than normal, a little bit less analytical than normal. Cut me some slack. Kelsey sent me a couple of questions here, so I'm going to do those for you guys tonight. I do want to just share, some very brief news. I think it's more for her to share, and when she's ready to come back, we'll definitely have her, just kind of share more. I don't want to share the name or anything like that, but mom and baby boy are doing just fine. Dad's doing well, and Kelsey's first child is now a big sister, so everything is great in Kelsey land. And I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that. Really appreciate a lot of people reached out via Instagram and email to say good luck. So if you want to send your well wishes and congratulations, please make sure to email us at graysacademypod@gmail.com, as well as reaching out to @chaoticallykelsey on Instagram, or @graysacademypod on Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me just to say hi and make sure I'm doing well, @carmen.gabriel.official. And while we're at it, definitely make sure wherever you listen to this podcast, you are hitting the like and subscribe button, hitting that 5-star review button. Definitely write it out. We love to hear it. We try our best to, as new ones come on, read them out every once in a while here. So really appreciate you as the Grey's Anatomy fandom, the Grey's Academy fandom. We're big fans of you. So I have not read these. Let's go ahead and jump right in. So Kelsey sent me a couple of these questions, so we're going to do our best here. First one that she sends, favorite patient or patient's family on the show for each season, and least favorite. So that's okay. That's tough because I don't remember where one season starts and the next one begins. I think I had said this last time, Big Jim is still my favorite patient. My least favorite, I think, still is that mom and dad were like they were fat shaming their daughter, or the mom was fat shaming the daughter the entire time, and then finally the dad was like, "Shut up." I also really hated that one lady that was mean to her husband, and she survived like 100 surgeries or heart attacks or something like that, and finally the guy was like, "She will not die," and literally walked out. I did like the one character that George had that was a friend of Richard who was hitting on him. I liked Denny. Denny was a fine guy, big fan of his. And if we're going to count Bailey as a patient, Bailey, I guess, has to be in my number one, right? Like, that's a no-brainer. Favorite and least favorite doctor. Okay, so starting out, it was George as my least favorite and Izzy as my favorite. George is not my favorite, but Izzy is easily my least favorite right now. Just there needs to be some accountability for her basically killing Denny. Let's see. Favorite? I think either Addison or Burke. That's where I'm leaning right now. Although, once Addison was getting her groove on with McSteamy. You know, we'll see what happens now, but I still really like her a lot. Regardless of all of the choices that they make, both being terrible, both the Shepherds not really great at making decisions. And then, of course, Bailey. But least favorite right now is for sure Izzy with a second place from the bottom being George. If you were a doctor, what would you want to specialize in? Surgery, pediatrics, etc. I think I'd want to be the guy who's like, there's like one surgery that I'm just the best at in the entire world, right? Like, not a jack of all trades, not a general surgeon. I want to be like a Dr. House, right? Like, when people can't figure shit out, they call me and they go, "Hey, Dr. Carmen, we need you to save the day." And then, you know, naturally, I would have to have a cane, a limp, and be addicted to painkillers. No, in all seriousness, I think there's a little bit of an ego to that. Definitely wanting to be a problem solver is a lot of fun. But that's what I would want to do. And if it wasn't that, I would want to be a surgeon that was like just the world's best at like one specific surgery. And I just get flown around the world all the time when people need that surgery done. I think that'd be cool too. Let's see. Oh, I skipped one. Sorry about that. Which patient death was the saddest to you? The multiple sport athlete. The kid from Rookie of the Year that was Bailey's patient. I don't remember what he was dying of, but that one was sad. Big Jim's daughter was sad. The girl who died when they removed the pole from her from the "Do You Like a Train?" Those are all pretty sad deaths. The kid with the messed up with the face deformity that Mark ended up doing the reconstruction surgery. That was sad too. Very sad. Let's see. I don't want to skip over anything else. Should Richard retire, and do you think he will? Should Richard retire? No. Will he? No. Should Richard just be a better husband? Yes. Does he need to retire? No. Just be a better husband. You can be a family man and have a career. Even though they want that, for the sake of this show, they have shown that that's not possible. I disagree. I do it. Many people do. So, should Richard retire? No. Will he? No. But he definitely should be better to Adele. Do you think Derek and Addison will be able to stay cordial with each other, or do you think it will get awkward or hostile? It's for sure going to be awkward and hostile in the beginning. I don't see a way. Well, actually, no, because you know what? I think they both got their closure. Derek was like, "It's over. This sucks. I'm sad. I'm sorry for my part." Addison was like, "Yeah, it's over. I knew it. Mark's here. We boned. It's great." I think they both got their closure. So actually, I do think it's going to be cordial. I think they'll like give jabs at each other, but Derek just hasn't loved her for basically the last season that we have seen him. And he's just pining over Meredith the whole time. So, yeah, I think they'll be fine. They'll, you know, say that they're smarter than each other and they'll have the right decisions over each other. But, like, there's not going to be any personal animosity. That's kind of where my head's at. If you could pick one actor to make a guest appearance as a patient, who would it be and what would they be getting treated for? It would be Andy Samberg playing Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he has a case of dementia where he literally thinks that he is Bruce Willis from Die Hard. That is my answer. I'm sticking to it. That's the official crossover episode, Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy. If there was another show that I was going to do a podcast on, oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you got it. Or special shout out to our friend Ryan, who has just restarted watching Suits. We're on like season 3 or 4 right now. I can't remember where Jessica and I are at rewatching it. So shout out rewatching that. Him and I got to watch most of one of the last seasons, or I think it was the last season, with Dulé Hill and Katherine Heigl were in it, and just takes me back to those Florida days. Miss you, brother. Let's see. If you could pick any doctor from another medical show to be on a crossover episode, who would you want it to be, and what case would they be working? Okay, all right, I'm going another comedy route here. I would want it to be just like, I don't think I could pick any one actor from Scrubs, actor or actress from Scrubs, but it would either be Dr. Cox going head-to-head with Derek, because Dr. Cox hates surgeons, or it would be an episode of where JD and Turk are special guest teachers at the hospital, and they have to teach Christina, George, Izzy, Alex, and Meredith. And it would just be Izzy, like, JD would love Izzy, Turk would love Alex, George and Meredith would just kind of be like somewhere in between, and Christina would be pissed off that they just keep yelling Eagle over and over. So yeah, that's my dream. That is like literally a dream of mine now. If you're listening out here in TV producing world, do it. Make it happen. I want to hear this. I want to watch this. Also, I think it'd be pretty cool to have Sean from the Good Doctor to come on for an episode. That'd be pretty gnarly. I'm trying to think of any other. New Amsterdam would be dope. That'd be cool. If they were able to have what's his name? Wow, that's gonna really bug me. Doctor, what's his name? The main character on New Amsterdam. Okay, you know what? I gotta IMDb this. If you haven't watched New Amsterdam, it is on Peacock and Hulu. Dr. Max Goodwin. Gosh, that was so hard to remember. Dr. Goodwin would be a cool person to have on the show, and just kind of like come in and just cause some chaos in the hospital. Like, he's the hospital administrator. He fills in for Weber for like a medical leave or something. That'd be pretty dope. If you could see any two of the doctors date each other, who would you put together? Any of the doctors? In a real turn of events, Meredith is going to now date Weber, and George is now going to date Addison. And Meredith is going to date the radiology tech. No, in all seriousness, oh, just dropped my phone. All seriousness, let's think about this. So I'm not super big on the George-Callie relationship is nice. I just don't get it. The Burke and Christina relationship is nice. I just don't agree with it. The Meredith with Derek and Finn thing, interesting. The Izzy and Alex thing, I liked for a while, but I'm glad it didn't happen. If Bailey wasn't married, I would maybe throw her in the mix. Yeah, I think the only one that actually makes sense is, like, you know, if George and Izzy ever did get together, you know, my ultimate, I thought they had some chemistry there. I really did. I could see Alex and Christina. I could see them getting into like a hate sex relationship that turns into feelings eventually. Yeah, that's a good one. You got me stumped there, Kelsey. Yeah, that's a good one. But that's I think my overall opinion. I if I could have like two people who would date each other who would actually make sense, it'd be Christina and Alex. But in a really perfect world, if Izzy didn't go off the deep end and kill Denny, I would have said George and Izzy would have been a nice couple still. I still would have doubled down and tripled down and quadrupled down on that. And then last, any other thoughts you have on what we will have seen and how far we will be going? Any other thoughts you have on what we... Oh, any other thoughts you have on what we have seen and how far we will be going? Thoughts on what I've seen. I said this in one of the last episodes. Shonda and all of Shondaland has done a great job of lulling you to sleep and thinking they're getting predictable. Remember when I said that they wouldn't do a flashback episode, but they should if they were good writers, and then they did a flashback episode, mostly because I am an incredible writer for all of them, but we see things eye to eye. They need more things like that. We need more backstory around some of these weird points that they touched on. I want to see, I don't know if we'll get it now because we kind of had that throwback with like Derek and Addison post giant fight in the in their house. I don't think we'll ever get anything. I guess maybe we'll get something, some backstory of like how the relationship started with Addison and Mark leading up to the cheating session. That would be interesting. I'm trying to think of what else I would really want to like what we would, what thoughts I've on what I've seen so far. And moving forward, I'm curious what the next really big episode is going to be, right? Because you had the bomb episode, you had the Indy Like a Train episode, you had the whole Denny situation, you had just so much happening with some of those last episodes, and then even into season three. I just can't imagine what the next big thing is, so that will be very exciting to see. Whatever the next big shock and awe moment is, whatever the shock and awe of season three is going to be, whatever the season three cliffhanger is going to be, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a doozy. I'm excited to see more as the show gets bigger and bigger. I'm excited to see more celebrity cameos. I've never researched the celebrity cameos that are actually in there, so I will be surprised when those happen, and I'll be very excited to talk about that. But that's it. That's all the questions that Kelsey gave me. I'm glad I had a chance to go over my thoughts. I will say we have had an incredible run with Grey's Academy so far and really can't thank you all enough. Make sure to, again, hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star review, share us. If you're listening on Spotify right now, share the episode. Click on that little share button, post it to your Instagram page, your Instagram story, and tag at Grey's Academy Pod in your comment. Let us see where you're sharing those. If you're listening to us on Spotify, give us that 5-star review. Just click 5 stars. If you're listening on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, give us that 5-star review. Share us. Share on your Facebook pages. Tell us. Tell a friend about us. If you got a fellow Grey's Academy, Grey's Anatomy fan, let them know about Grey's Academy. Other than that, if you feel compelled to talk about the show, send a message at graysacademypod@gmail.com, at graysacademypod on Instagram, at chaoticallykelsey on Instagram. But do not message me. No spoilers. I don't want to hear it. If you see me on the street and you want to talk about spoilers, don't you do it. If you want to tell me your predictions and you've never seen the show before either, let's do that. That'll be fun. But in the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Wish Kelsey a congratulations on her baby, and we will see you all in the next one.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.